Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti and War Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We have got a terrific guest with us today. We have Robin Starr from the Richmond SPCA. Welcome, Robin.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be able to be with you.
And why don't you start us off with why specifically we have Robin here with us today?
Well, we caught wind of a plane full of little dogs coming into town, and we heard you guys were involved in it.
We have been, absolutely, and it's been very rewarding.
So tell us a little bit about it. What, where are the dogs coming from, and how many of them?
Well, I guess to provide a little bit of background, there has been an enormous glut of Chihuahuas and Chihuahua mixes in Southern California for some time, and that glut has resulted from irresponsible excessive breeding that has occurred in connection with the fad of Chihuahuas and very tiny dogs like that, that I suppose kind of got started by Paris Hilton and certainly has taken root, particularly in California. The result of it is that there have been way more Chihuahuas and Chihuahua mixes bred than they have homes for. And we knew this to be the case. We do have a very good relationship with Pasadena Humane Society and SPCA, which came about because Sarah Babcock on our staff grew up in Pasadena and knows lots of the folks there. They had asked us in the past if we might be able to help them because they sometimes are so overwhelmed with these small dogs that they are not able to find enough homes to place them in. And we had told them that we would certainly do our best to help them. And then they called us a couple of weeks ago and said they really were in dire straits and would we be able to take some of these small dogs from them if they sent them to us at their expense. And we agreed to do that. So they sent 23 Chihuahuas and Chihuahua mixes to us. We planned it for, I guess, about a week ahead of time. We worked with Delta Airlines to make sure that it would be done safely for the dogs. They flew on a red eye from LAX to Atlanta and then here on three consecutive days. So we got sort of three groups that total 24 in all.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well,
it's so cool. And that Delta was cooperative. That was fabulous.
They were very, very nice about it. Pasadena Humane Society paid the cost of the transportation, but Delta gave them a wonderful price in doing it, and I really have to say they took wonderful care of those little dogs on the way here. They all arrived in just perfect shape.
Yeah, that's fabulous. All right, so we have some new little residents of the Richmond area. So tell us now about the process that you go through once you have these dogs in hand, Robin.
Sure, Dee. Well, they certainly arrived, all of them, looking like they were in great health, but we are always very careful to make sure that our own veterinary staff does a medical assessment of every animal in our care so that we make certain we know what their health is and we provide any information that we have to the adopter. So they have, over the past few days, each one by one, been seen by Dr. Ivy, who's our Director of Veterinary Medical Services, to check out their health and identify any issues that might need to be addressed. We have, in general, found them to be in very good health, and we several of them got released to go ahead and be adopted out, we began today's Thursday. It was day before yesterday. We began calling folks on our wish list for small dogs and one by one going down the list and asking them to come in and see if they wanted to adopt. And we've already had several of these little guys adopted.
That's fabulous. Now, I have a question. Are they a wide range of ages? Are they all young dogs?
They range a bit. They're mostly all fairly young, just a few years old. They're We're not any really elderly dogs in the group. We've certainly had lots of elderly dogs when we've taken hoarder dogs and that sort of thing, but these were all reasonably young.
Okay. And Chihuahuas live a good long life, don't they?
They do, yes.
That's terrific, man. Okay, so now one of my questions to you, Robin, is this. Bringing dogs in from another geographic area, does that have any negative impact on all the dogs who need to be adopted and rescued in the Richmond area?
Well, not at all with respect to these Chihuahuas. And, you know, Dee, the Richmond SPCA is deeply devoted to our life-saving efforts here in our own community in Central Virginia. And we would never take dogs from outside this community if it would in any way adversely affect the number of lives we could save within our community. But, you know, fortunately, these dogs are all very tiny. They really can be housed in parts of this building that are not normally used for adoptable dogs. They don't need to take up the kennel runs that we use for the dogs that are normally in our care because they are so tiny. So we really can take them over and above the animals that we save from the local government shelters. So we have not in any way lessened the number of dogs or cats whose lives we are saving in our own community. It has been an addition to that, and we felt like that since we had the ability to do this without adversely affecting our community life-saving, that it was really an important thing for us to do because these dogs' lives were very much at risk in California where there are more of them than there are homes. You know, we are this summer committed to saving the life of every neonatal but otherwise healthy kitten in both Richmond and Hanover. We accomplished that last year with every neonatal kitten in Richmond, and we expanded it to Hanover. So we are also, we've got a lot of animals under this roof right now and a lot of animals in our wonderful foster care homes because we've been also taking in somewhere between 50 and 70 kittens a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So they're big numbers. We have a remarkable network of incredible foster care volunteers that helps us manage to accomplish that. But we want to make sure that first and foremost, we save every life we can in our own community. And then if we can do it in addition, we want to save every life we can anywhere.
And that's just fabulous. You know, and is this, I'm not familiar enough with like the nationwide rescue community. Is this kind of standard operating procedure for groups to exchange animals or get help from another organization with animals? Does this happen all the time, Robin?
Well, it happens. It happens to some extent on a regular basis. There are certainly parts of the country that do not have certain types of companion animals in great numbers that do exist in great numbers elsewhere, and that kind of movement around the country has gone on for a while. I guess the most, you know, well-known example is that puppies from the Deep South have for a long time been transported up to communities in the Northeast where there are many fewer puppies available these days. So that's been going on a regular basis. Now, the Chihuahuas probably to a somewhat lesser extent, but I think even there too, they have been moved in the last 6 months or so to some communities on the East Coast where small dogs are very easily adoptable.
Well, I'll tell you what, the bottom line, I guess, for all of it is, you know, like you said, you're saving animals' lives. And you're connecting the right people with the right dog, and bravo.
Well, thank you, Dee. You know, we have some wonderful folks who very patiently wait on our wish list for the kind of dog that they've been wanting to have, but they want to be sure to get from a shelter. And I feel like those folks who want small dogs, you know, this is a perfect answer because they're willing to give great homes. They've been patiently waiting to give a great home. And so we can save these little dogs' lives, and it doesn't adversely affect anybody else in our own community.
And that's fabulous.
That's awesome. So is there any plans to do this again?
Well, yes. You know, they asked us if we might consider doing it again in the reasonably near future, and we told them, yes, you know, now that we've had this experience and we found that it is quite doable and can be done safely for the dogs, we think that we may do it again when we have the additional capacity here and, you know, when we have enough people that we feel like want these small dogs here in our community. It went well, and it doesn't end up costing us anything. So I think we might do it again. Just not sure how long. It'll take us a little while to work through these guys, but after that, we might do it again with them. We really have appreciated the relationship with Pasadena Humane. It's a nice group of people, and they really were just a pleasure to work with on this.
Well, now, Robin, if someone wants a Chihuahua, how do they go about getting one from the Richmond SPCA?
Well, that is a great question, and I love answering it. they should come in. Now, we really have not been wanting to take the requests by phone because, frankly, it's just more than we have the capacity to answer by phone. So we have asked people that if they want one of these Chihuahuas or a small dog of any sort, that they come in and sign our wish list. I have to tell you, on the very first day, had a line out the door and into the parking lot of people who wanted to sign the wish list. So we've got a really long wish list right now. So I need to mention that.
That's great.
Yes. So we do have a lot of folks on the wish list, but that's basically the process. They need to come in and pay us a visit and put their name on the wish list.
And give the folks the address there, Robin.
Oh, yes. It is 2519 Hermitage Road. It's the Robin Star Humane Center. You know, I ought to know the phone number right off the top of my head, you'd think, but it's 647. I've lost it. I don't have the phone number in my head. But
don't worry.
If they need to come by, it's 2519 Hermitage Road.
And what about the web address?
The web address is www.richmondspca.org, O-R-G.
And that's where they can get tons of just general information about all the wonderful programs you have.
Absolutely.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Robin, so much for joining us today. We look forward to hearing the next chapter in this.
Well, I will keep you posted for sure. I so appreciate your having this conversation with me. And if and when we plan to do it again, we will let you know.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you all so much, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.